Part 3. Conversations. Directions. You will hear a conversation between two people. You will see three questions on each conversation and four possible answers. Choose the best answer to each question and fill in the corresponding oval on your answer sheet. Questions 41 through 43 refer to the following conversation.
Front desk, how may I help you?
I'm in room 624. I'm afraid the television set doesn't work.
I'll send someone up right away.
Okay, but I'm about to take a shower. I'll be going out in half an hour, so could you send someone then?
41. What is the woman's room number? What will the desk clerk do? 43. When will the woman go out?
44 through 46 refer to the following conversation.
This coffee pot is really dirty.
There's a small kitchen on the sixth floor.
Great, I'll wash it there. While I'm at it, would you like me to make you a cup of coffee?
Actually, I'd prefer cocoa, if you don't mind. I think there's some milk down there you can make it with.
44. What does the woman want to do? 45. Where is the kitchen? 46. What does the man want to drink?
47 through 49 refer to the following conversation.
I'm glad to be off that plane. Shall we catch a cab or take the subway?
Well, before we decide that, I have to get my suitcase at baggage claim.
That means we'll be stuck here for a while.
Relax, it won't take too long. I have only one bag.
47. Where does this conversation take place? 48. Why is the man annoyed? 49. How many suitcases does the woman have?
50 through 52 refer to the following conversation.
It's a beautiful day. Let's have lunch at the sidewalk cafe. They have wonderful salads there.
I brought a sandwich from home, and I was planning to eat it in the park.
That sounds like a nice idea. I'll buy a sandwich and meet you there.
Okay. I'll wait for you by the fountain. Don't take too long.
50. Where are they going to eat? 51. What are they going to eat? 52. Where will the man wait for the woman?
53 through 55 refer to the following conversation.
I'm lucky to have an office overlooking the park with such a great view.
My office faces the parking lot.
Don't feel too bad. You've been at that company for only 7 months. You could get a better office after a while.
You're right. I shouldn't worry, especially since I like everything else about my job.
53. How does the woman feel about her office? 54. What is true of the man's office? 55. How long has the man been at his company?
56 through 58 refer to the following conversation.
We'll meet at the bus at 9 o'clock tomorrow for a drive through the river valley. Don't be late.
Do we need to bring anything with us?
Just remember to dress warmly. It'll be a cold day, and we'll be getting out of the bus often to look at the landscapes.
Too bad I forgot my camera.
56. What is the man's job? What time will they meet tomorrow? 58. What should people bring?
59 through 61 refer to the following conversation.
There's a problem with my hotel bill. I was charged $200 for 3 nights, but I stayed only one.
Let's see. My poor addition could account for the problem. Oh, I'm terribly sorry. I've given you the wrong bill. Here's yours.
Thank you. Yes, this looks right. Will you take a personal check?
I'm sorry. We don't take checks or cash. You'll need to give me a credit card.
59. How many nights did the woman stay at the hotel? 60. Why was there a problem with her bill? 61. How will the woman pay the bill?
62 through 64 refer to the following conversation.
You can still order breakfast. We don't stop serving it until 11:30.
Wonderful. Then I'll have the breakfast special with whole wheat toast and coffee.
Certainly, ma'am. Cream and sugar in your coffee?
No, thank you. I drink it black.
62. Where does this conversation take place? 63. When is breakfast over? 64. What does the woman order?
65 through 67 refer to the following conversation.
What do I like to do in my spare time? Well, I like to cook, and I play golf every Saturday.
I never thought golf was much fun, but I love to eat.
Why don't you come over sometime soon, and I'll cook a meal for you. What about tomorrow?
I can't tomorrow. Let's do it on Friday.
65. What does the man do in his spare time? 66. What does the woman like to do? 67. When does the woman want to have a meal with the man?
68 through 70 refer to the following conversation.
You can borrow books and videos for 3 weeks, and you can renew once for 3 more weeks. Magazines and newspapers can't be renewed.
I just want this one book for now. What if I bring it back late?
There's a fine of 25 cents for each day it's overdue.
I'll be sure to return it on time then.
68. What is the woman borrowing? 69. What is the maximum time she could have it without paying a fine? $70. What is the charge for overdue books?